child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Good morning at 11:01. It is 23 degrees in Flemington, and the forecast for today is snow showers, mainly before noon, a high of 29. Tonight, mostly clear with a low around 11. Friday, there's a slight chance of snow showers after 1 p.m. with a high near 24. Friday night, scattered snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 16. Saturday, scattered flurries, then partly sunny with a high near 16.
Oh, flurries instead of snow showers for the...
That's different.
I was going to throw something at you if you said snow showers one more time.
Well, early for you to be throwing things at me. Saturday night, blustery with a low around minus 3. Sunday night, Sunday afternoon, sunny with a high of 14. And then Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 6.
Good morning and welcome to The Library Show, starring Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch, broadcasting live over the internet from the Hunterdon County Chamber offices in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. Tune in every Thursday morning at 11 a.m. and get to know the Hunterdon County Library. The library offers a wide array of services, programs, and community support to the residents of Hunterdon County. On today's show, we welcome back our listeners after a one-week hiatus, thanks to Jennifer's multiple FCC violations. Maker's Day is approaching fast. We'll give you all the details. The Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale is also on the horizon. The darkness of this house has got the best of Jennifer. There's a darkness in this town that's got her too. Upcoming programs for kids and adults in February and March, and much more. On today's library show, please don't tell me Billy Joel died, Jennifer. Then why are you playing his music?
I wasn't inspired. I had this link sitting around. But the other reason is it was announced this week that the St. Mark's bookstore in the East Village is closing.
Okay.
And when I was, I don't know, junior, senior, high school, freshman, college, I would listen to Mulberry Street in my head and walk around.
And that's the name of this song, Mulberry Street?
Yeah.
I hate this song. I hope he doesn't play it when I go to his concert in July.
And then I'd go to Cooper Union and go to Shermer's bookstore, music store, and the St. Mark's bookstore was around there. And I guess I always fancied that I must have thought I was going to be a homeless person in New York or something, because I could never imagine working or living somewhere. It's like wandering around the streets.
Interesting. Yet another layer of the onion, ladies and gentlemen. So welcome to the library show. We had some technical difficulties with the radio station, but they're all fixed now and we're back on the air.
How was Florida?
Florida was good. Florida weather for a few days and then New Jersey weather for the rest of the weekend, but it all worked out, Jennifer.
Doubt you're going to get any.
Stop by Disney World for a day, Epcot. That was fun. My wife's parents were never there, so I kind of showed them around a little bit. I think they enjoyed it.
Very nice.
They especially enjoyed Jelly Rolls. We should get a Jelly Rolls around here. Jelly Rolls, if you don't know, is a piano bar. Two piano players just go up on stage and take audience members' write requests on napkins.
Like Jelly Roll Morton?
I'm assuming. You just write requests on napkins and throw it on top of the piano, and they just play as many as they can play.
Didn't you one time write a request for a Beatles song in the Beatles font?
They did, and they made fun of me mercilessly.
I wish I'd been there.
Okay, but back to the library. We have some programs at the library, too. We had one last night, Jennifer. I don't know if you were aware. We welcomed Ken Hayes from Aqua Survey to the Hunterdon County Library. Now, Ken is his travels took him to Laos, where country over by Vietnam, where his company was hired to survey the land to find unexploded bombs in the ground, because that is a daily occurrence over there. In the Vietnam War, we dropped a lot of bombs on them, and supposedly a third of them never went off. Yes, Jennifer?
Weren't we involved with them in a ship or something, and we had a TV?
We did. I'll bring that up, and let's talk about the program first. Ken actually has been going to Laos several times now, and has actually brought back silk textiles, and he's building a school over there. So he wanted to share some of his stories about Laos with our patrons. And I honestly didn't think it was going to be popular. Maybe hopefully get, you know, a handful of people. But 25 people showed up, Jennifer.
Wow.
And pretty much hung on his every word as he gave a little presentation about the country, what, you know, what they eat, what it's like to live in Laos, and the situation and what he's doing over there and all the situation with the bombs and stuff like that. And then he walked around. He had the silk textiles on display and explained what they were about. There was a young woman's wedding cloth and just the traditions. He gave everyone a bassi string. I think that's how you pronounce it, which is they were blessed by Lao monks. Hmm. And he gave everybody one, and it's supposed to be a symbol of good luck.
Nice. The gallery looks really good, by the way.
Yeah, so that's Ken Hayes. And what Jennifer was mentioning, Ken did a program for us maybe about 10 years ago now, where we had a reed boat in our lobby with a computer tracking the progress of a crew of sailors that were trying to sail a very similar reed boat across the Atlantic Ocean.
So he does a lot of really neat things.
Yes, to prove to everyone that people were trading back and forth between like Africa and South America well before Columbus. And unfortunately, that mission did not succeed. They got about three-quarters of the way across, and I believe they hit a storm that pretty much broke the boat apart. But they almost got there, Jennifer. And actually, part of that program, we all met in the meeting room, and they called the boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean on a satellite kind of telephone. And we got to talk to the crew of the boat as they were sailing in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, which was kind of cool. So that was our program last night. We have some programs coming up this week, starting with tonight. Why are you raising your hand?
Because I don't want to get yelled at for interrupting you. I wanted to talk about
When do you care about that?
It's Lent. I'm giving up annoying you for Lent.
You've already failed miserably. You might as well just go ahead.
I want to talk about the knitting group that met
on
Monday morning. Linda and Cheryl organized Knitters Unite back in the fall to knit hats and scarves for the veterans living at Haven North up in Glen Gardner. And they collected over 400 items, including some socks and mittens even. And Pam McKenzie, who writes the In Stitches column, which appears every Thursday today in the Courier News, wanted to she starts knitting groups at different libraries. And she started one at the headquarters library. And it will be the second Monday of every month. And the first meeting was this week, and they had about a dozen and a half people.
They did. They had about 20 people. I walked through there,
yeah,
which was pretty amazing. They're kind of showing each other what they know and sharing knowledge about knitting.
So they'll meet again on Monday, March 7th.
So every first Monday, is it?
Second.
Every second Monday at the Huntington County Library, if you're a knitter and like to share your knowledge or actually learn other pearls of wisdom about knitting, go to our webpage, aclibrary.us. We have a flyer on our events calendar that you can check out all the details.
Yes, and tonight, this afternoon at 4:30 at the headquarters library, our tweens will be building things with Lego bricks. These are tweens, grades 1 to 4. Call 788-1432 to register, and we're going to have on our website a video shortly of some Lego creations that were done at the North County branch. So let's check that out. And this is the second meeting of these Legos.
Tonight, the Huntington County Library, relax in the new year with Kathy Rosa, a board-certified and registered art therapist and certified yoga instructor. She will be offering an evening of gentle yoga stretches, breathing techniques, and guided meditation for relaxation and wellness. No prior experience required. Dress in comfortable clothes. Space is limited to 15 participants. So register early. So is there still room, Jennifer, that you are aware of?
There are about 5 seats left.
There are about 5 seats left for tonight at the Huntington County Library. The program starts at 7 p.m., so if you'd like to reserve one of those last five seats, just call the library real quick right now. It's 788-1434. And let them know you want to come. Once again, that's Relaxing the New Year with Kathy Rosa tonight at the Huntington County Library at 7 p.m.
Tuesday night at the South County Branch Library at 7:30, they will be reading The Color of Water by James McBride.
Blue. That's clear, I guess.
At their monthly book group. Call 609-773-0032 to make reservations.
Variety at the Library 7. I'm sorry, Jennifer has a question. Yes, Jennifer?
No, next Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 4, the Huntington County VOTEC School District Adult and Continuing Education will be in our lobby to answer all your VOTEC and continuing education needs.
You don't have to rush. Go ahead. Finish your thought.
That's it. They're going to discuss upcoming classes that are open for registration and answer questions regarding career paths in cosmetology, skin care, certified nurse's aide, dental assistant phlebotomy, and water wastewater.
And then finally, rounding out the week to come, a variety at the Library 7 featuring singer-comedian Jack McDade, cabaret singer AJ, and Rick Charwin on piano. A stage comedian and TV personality Jack McDade heads up the talented cast of performers, presenting romantic songs of love featuring Gershwin, Kern, Cole Porter, and a host of contemporary compositors. Composers, I believe that's supposed to say. Jennifer will be featured as well. Jack will comment on the ups and downs of romance and love and marriage through comedic satire as well between the songs, Jennifer. So don't miss this exciting performance. Once again, it's Wednesday, February 17th at 7 p.m. in the meeting room of the Huntington County Library. The show is almost filled up, so if you would like a seat, call 788-1434 or go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Click on the events calendar on the bottom right-hand corner of the homepage. And you can contact us that way or find out any of our other programs that are coming up, our multiple programs.
And Jack is quite popular. I've had people stop me in ShopRite or Rite Aid and ask when Jack is coming back.
Yes, and the answer is this Wednesday.
This Wednesday. The time is here. All right, shall we go to our first commercial break and come back with Today in History? And Jim is nodding. They can't see you. It's not TV.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Huntington County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Huntington on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Huntington Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Huntington Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibby of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Huntington County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Wimberry and Jim Thatch. It's time for Today in History. Today is February 11th, 2016. I'm going to ask Jennifer some questions about events that happened on this date in years past and also some people that were born and one person who died on this date. Jennifer, once again, it is February 11th. Let's go back to 1534. Who was recognized as the supreme head of the Church of England on this date, 1534? I believe he named himself that. King Henry is correct. Very good.
He was self-proclaimed, yes.
How did you know that? I don't want to know. 1925, Jennifer, on February 11th, Phi Alpha Delta Fraternity.
Sorry, what year?
1925. Okay. Delta Fraternity was founded at what college? Your hint is this is a local history question. The College of New Jersey is correct. 1938, Jennifer. BBC Television produces the world's first ever science fiction television program, an adaptation of Carl Capek's play R.U.R., a common book that had to be read by all high school students. Jennifer, what did R.U.R. stand for again? No, you didn't read that book? That was required reading in my school. R.U.R. stood for Rossum's Universal Robots. Science fiction, Jennifer. Not a big fan, are you? Okay, 1943, Jennifer, a little World War II trivia for you. Who was selected to command the Allied armies in Europe on this date? That's not a name. Is that a different language?
Yes, Patton.
We're looking for General Dwight D. Eisenhower. I don't believe Patton ever ascended to that command, right?
No.
He was probably in trouble by that point. 1990, Jennifer, who was released from Victor Verster Prison outside Cape Town, South Africa, after 27 years as a political prisoner?
Sorry, Kiko. Nelson Mandela.
That is correct. Very good. And finally, on this date in 1990, one of the greatest sports upsets in history happened when Mike Tyson was knocked out by whom?
I don't know. I should know, but I don't.
We're looking for Buster Douglas.
Okay.
Okay, Jennifer, now moving on. I just got a note from our loyal listener, Kiko.
I apologize.
I don't know if he can hear us.
Oh.
I'm going to find out right now. Jennifer, doing a little technical survey, so don't give me that attitude.
Uh-oh.
Say whatever you want. Now, I don't think we're on the air. But here we go, Jennifer, in 1847. Born on this date now, Jennifer, in 1847, Thomas Edison.
The Wizard of Menlo Park.
Correct. Very good. My alternate question. Name is two most famous inventions. Kiko says he cannot hear us.
The incandescent light bulb and the phonograph.
Very good. Ironically, both of them are pretty much obsolete, aren't they?
Pretty much. So that's, you want to keep talking and I'll go find out why we're not on the air?
Sure.
Okay. You keep talking. I'll be right back.
Okay. All right, Jennifer, in 1909, you don't have to answer. I'll just answer for you. So on the state of 1909, Max Baer was born. Jennifer would not know who Max Baer was. But Max Baer was a heavyweight boxer. And this was my DVD alert. That's why I mentioned Max Baer. He was in a movie called Cinderella Man, starring Russell Crowe as Jim Braddock, who actually another great sports upset in the Buster Douglas mode had beaten Max Baer, who was the overwhelming heavy favorite and heavyweight champion when Jimmy Braddock beat him. And the movie is Cinderella Man, starring Russell Crowe. So we have that in our library collection. If you want to put it on hold or come stop by and pick it up and watch it, I highly recommend it. A very nice Depression-era sports movie. There's actually plenty of those. Another great one, of course, is Seabiscuit. Taking place during the Depression, and another highly recommended movie by me, Seabiscuit, starring Tobey Maguire, and drawing a blank on the other guy who plays the owner of the horse, Bridges, Jeff Bridges, that was the other actor. In 1919, Jennifer is back, Ava Gabor was born.
She's a movie actress, TV actress. She was on Green Acres. And did, was she the one who slapped the cop?
I don't know. Why do you remember just negative things about people?
I just do, Jim.
I thought she was like a bigger star than that. But I think that's her most popular role is Lisa Douglas on Green Acres.
And being Zsa Zsa's sister.
And why was, what did Zsa Zsa do so great?
I don't know.
Okay, Jennifer, in 1926, Leslie Nielsen was born.
He's a movie actor. kind of like slapsticky kind of comedies.
Can you show me the computer? I guess showing that it's not on the air. I don't know. Is there another way to get on the air now that's different than normal?
I don't know. I have no idea.
What a shame, Jennifer. All this wasted... Okay, so Leslie Nielsen, what films did you say he was in?
I didn't, because I can't think of any. He's like a... I always think of him like stupid comedy.
Correct. Airplane. Yeah. He's also famous for the Naked Gun movies. Did you see that? Mm-hmm. Police Squad.
Yeah.
Very funny stuff. He was a serious actor in his earlier days, but then he went to the slapstick.
That's the word.
He was very good at it. 1954, Tina Louise was born on February 11th.
I believe the only thing she is, or the most, is Ginger on Gilligan's Island.
That is correct. In 1935, Gene Vincent was born. Mm-hmm. Gene Vincent was one of the early pioneers of rock and roll, along with Elvis Presley. Bebopalula, ever hear that song? That was Gene Vincent, I believe, in the Blue Notes.
I'm not hearing anything in my headphones, so I don't think.
This is wonderful, Jennifer. I'm just going to plug on just in case someone is listening. What did the powers that be say?
There's
about
no powers that be around.
I heard Chris in the other
room.
He's
in a meeting. I left notes.
Is there any things you can just fiddle with over there and see if...
I don't think so. There's one thing that says it's not on, but...
Well, hit it or reboot it or something.
I don't know.
Sheryl Crow was born, Jennifer. Sheryl Crow.
She's a singer.
You know who Sheryl Crow is?
Constant Craving?
No.
Oh.
That was Katie Lang.
Oh, well.
Sheryl Crow, I Want to Soak Up the Sun, and All I Want to Do is Have Some Fun.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Do you know that song?
Mm-hmm.
1964, the ninth governor of Alaska was born.
Sarah Palin.
Very good.
Thank you.
Try to come in the back door on that one, and you got it right away. 1969, Jennifer Aniston was born.
Oh, she was on Friends, and she was married to Brad Pitt for a while. Movie actress.
Correct.
And her father was on Days of Our Lives, John Aniston.
Really? Mm-hmm. What was her character's name on Friends? Any idea?
Rachel.
Excellent, Jennifer. And finally died on this date. In 2012, Whitney Houston.
She was a singer, The Greatest Love. She's from New Jersey.
She's from New Jersey, correct. The Greatest Love.
Didn't she sing The Greatest Love of All?
Greatest Love of All, yeah, I believe that is. Teach Your Children or whatever. Isn't that the line from the song? The children will be our future.
Yes. It's the ghost.
All right, and that's all I have for today in history, Jennifer. What would you like to follow that up with? Some more radio silence?
I guess so. We got some new Media Tech bookmarks. What is Media Tech, you might ask?
I have no idea. No, I do know what it is, but go ahead.
Media Tech Foundation is Flemington's community technology center, and it is located upstairs at the Flemington Free Public Library. It provides technology access for all, a variety of gaming systems, computers, Wi-Fi, and internet, a large video game lending collection, and it is free to all county and borough library patrons. So you can take your Hunterdon County library card to MediaTek and take out video games.
Awesome. Do we rent lend video games?
We don't.
I thought we did.
We used to, but it got complicated, so we don't.
How did it get complicated? Jennifer is in no mood right now, ladies and gentlemen.
No, but I'm disturbed.
I mentioned at the top of the show the Friends of the Hunterdon County Library book sale. It's coming up again. The date for the sale this year is Saturday, April 30th. Is that correct, Jennifer?
Yes, we have it is.
The book sale preview is Friday, April 29th. Book sale takes place at the Grange Building at South County Park, which is the fairgrounds down in Ringos or Lambertville. Why do they say, Jennifer, on this Route 179, Lambertville, Illinois?
I hope we didn't print thousands of them.
I think we did. I don't understand how that's even close to. I don't get it.
What flyer is that?
the book sale preview.
Can you flash it at me? Look at that.
Somebody's out there now, Jennifer.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Sure. So I'm going to tell you about the book sale preview on Friday, April 29th, 2016. It's from 1 to 4 p.m. It's limited to 60 members of the Friends of the Huntington County Library. So you have to join the Friends of the Huntington County Library to take advantage of the book sale preview day. Tickets are $60, which sounds extreme. But remember that these tickets, proceeds to these tickets go to getting scholarships for students from all the local high schools. So each receive a scholarship from this money. It's the Books for College Bound Scholarship Program the Friends have been doing for several years. So you need to renew your Friends membership. It's on the air. Okay, so it's over on the air.
You didn't say anything we shouldn't have done, what?
Jennifer's got me all flustered here. So once again, so the advantage of the book sale preview is you get first crack at all the hundreds of thousands of books and DVDs that we will have. And Jennifer has mentioned in the past, there's a lot of valuable books that get donated.
Mm-hmm.
You have first crack at those. So it's the event sells out quickly, so you would need to respond quickly if you'd like to be one of the first 60 members of the Friends to do that. So the way to do this is, let me see, Jennifer. If you have questions, you can contact Jan Gibbous at 638-4784. And her email is Jan Gibbous, J-A-N-G-I-B-A-S, at Comcast.net. Also, Gene Allered can be contacted at 908-735-7811. And her email is J-E-A-L-L-U-R-E-D at gmail.com. So once again, this is the Friends book sale preview. And then the Friends book sale, of course, is the next 2 days. There's no entry fee. Is that correct,
three.
Jennifer?
There is none, but it's the next three even.
So next 3 days, we're going to Monday now.
Yes.
So it's an extended weekend for the book sale. So this is so if you just want to come and not pay admission, the book sale proper is on Saturday, April 30th, and Monday, April 1st, or Sunday, May 1st, at the fairgrounds on Route 179 in Lambertville, New Jersey.
I just emailed Karen.
So hope to see you there. It's like I said, the Friends have been doing this book sale for well over 10 years. It's our main fundraiser, and all the proceeds go to, like I said, the scholarship fund and to benefiting the library with new furniture programs. Friends help the library supplement our budget, and we can do a lot more for the community because of it.
So come support your friends. Okay, it is the second Thursday of the month, which means that the Nationwide Library Reads list is out. And these are books coming out in March that librarians across the county are really looking forward to. And the number two book on this list is a book called Jane Steele by Lindsay Fay. And Lindsay Fay writes historical novels, mysteries, but sort of satirical at the same time. And this is what Abby Stroop of the Herrick District Library of Holland, Minnesota. I am Minnesota, Jim? Am I Minnesota?
Michigan.
Jane Steele is a great read for lovers of Victorian literature who especially love their characters to have a lot of pluck. Jane Steele is the adventurous, irreverent, foul-mouthed broad that I so often loved about Jane Eyre, but in more wily circumstances. Remember that fabulous scene in Jane Eyre when she stands up to her aunt for the first time and how you wanted to stand up from your comfy reading chair and cheer for her? Imagine an entire book just of those sorts of scenes. Absolutely fabulously fun.
Why did she stand up to her aunt?
Her aunt was mean.
About what?
Everything. She wouldn't. Jane was an orphan and so Jane Steele's life sort of follows Jane Eyre's life a little bit. And Jane Steele is reading the book Jane Eyre throughout the book. So it's sort of a book within a book. And there's also a lot of references to Nicholas Nickleby.
Why is that good?
It's not especially good, but it should be this dreary London orphan drawn-out novel. But it's very funny. And
have you ever been to London?
I have. Twice.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
You'd probably love London, right? Isn't mm-hmm. the a lot of booky things over mm-hmm. there?
Or I was in high school.
Literary.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. When are you going back?
Don't know.
My wife and daughter are actually going next month.
Are they really?
Nice. And my sister-in-law. Yeah, they're going to London.
They doing anything special?
Yeah, they got lots of plans. I don't know off the top of my head specifically
what
they
are. Your wife took Kara to a concert to see Paul McCartney in London.
Yeah, that was last year. They're going back. That's how much they loved it. They're going back to London.
Nice. Have they been? They went to Paris, too.
They have gone to Paris.
And they leave you home?
Yes, I don't go. I don't travel overseas.
Why not?
I don't know.
Oh, you should.
I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
Plane ride, for one thing. I'm not a big fan of planes.
They have boats.
I can barely make it down to, like, Florida from here. Going across the Atlantic, I don't think it's going to work. Do you like planes?
I haven't been on one in years.
Does that answer my question?
No, I don't remember it being particularly offensive, but I don't know if I'd like to be on a ship for a week.
I was afraid of them when I was younger.
I don't know if I'd really enjoy being on a ship for a week or 3 days to cross the Atlantic. I think that would disturb me.
Did you hear that they're making a new Titanic? Not movie. They're going to replicate the Titanic and have it sail again.
People don't have anything else to do with their money and time.
They're actually an exact replica of the Titanic, and they're going to sail it. What are they doing?
I don't know.
What were we talking about?
Library reads. So some other books on this list are The Summer Before the War by Helen Simonson, The Passenger by Lisa Lutz, Marked in Flesh by Anne Bishop, The Nest by Cynthia Dupree Sweeney, which is a hysterical novel.
Hysterical or historical?
Hysterical.
Hysterical or historical?
If you think your family is dysfunctional, move over because here come the Plums. Suddenly faced with the dismantling of the nest egg they've counted on to solve their financial woes, the four Plum siblings have to grow up and fast. But though they all do some terrible things in the name of ambition, there's something lovable about them. You can't fail to be moved by the beating heart of this novel, which seems to say that family, for good or ill, unites us all. There's Fool Me Once by Harlan Coben, The Madwoman Upstairs, Catherine Lowell, which oddly enough is a novel of a descendant of Charlotte Bronte who wrote Jane Eyre, see Jane Steele, and because of Mrs. Bridgerton by Julia Quinn, and Dime Store, A Writer's Life, a biography of the author Lee Smith. Oh, and All Things Cease to Appear, a novel by Elizabeth Brundage. So there will be a link to this list on our Facebook page sometime this afternoon.
Very good. Thank you, Jennifer. I'm reminded, I'm looking at a historical picture of the Flemington Library to my right here, and it reminds me of a display we have at the library. Currently, the Flemington Women's Club has a historical display, pictures of the history of their club. And what I did not know, I was reading it last night while I was at the program, Eleanor Roosevelt came and spoke to the Flemington Women's Club.
Really?
Did you know that?
I did not know
that. In the Doric House.
Really? I knew about Robert Frost, but I didn't know about... Not.
Which one is the Doric House again? Is that the one that the museum is now?
I think it's the one... Is it the one on Bonnell Street? No, it's one... Is it the yellow one on Main Street?
See if you find out which one the Doric House is. But Eleanor Roosevelt, they went and picked her up in New York City, brought her down here. She had lunch. She spoke to the group, shook everybody's hand, and they drove her back to New York City. And they said she slept in the car on the way back because she had it was like she had like three groups to meet with that day, and that was like a normal day for her to meet with like three different groups. And fortunately, Flemington, New Jersey, was one of the groups on that date. It was in the early 50s. It was after FDR had passed away.
Neat. It's the home of the Historical Society now.
Right.
It's right across the side street from mm-hmm. Flemington Public Library next to the church.
I was through that. There was not one mention of Eleanor Roosevelt being in that house.
Really?
Which I find a little curious.
I know, because George Washington slept everywhere.
What's that mean?
Don't you know there's signs all over the place George Washington slept here?
I know George Washington slept in the That farmhouse on the corner of 579 and 523,
mm-hmm.
right by my house?
Yes.
That used to be an inn?
Mm-hmm.
There's
a sign, right?
Is there?
I don't know.
Are you making fun of me?
I'm not making fun. I would never make fun of you, Jim Thatch.
So, by the way, I didn't mention the little sentence about you at the beginning of the show about the darkness of the town getting the best of you. Do you know where that's from?
It's a Bruce Springsteen song.
Very good. From Independence Day. Now, bringing up Bruce, because I saw Bruce live on Monday. That's why I wasn't in work on Tuesday morning.
Oh, I asked you on Tuesday when you were going up to Albany, and you didn't answer me.
I must not have heard you.
I don't think so.
It would have been the night before, Jennifer.
I thought it was the 15th. How was
it? Yes, I had to go to Albany to actually see him, because I could not get tickets around here. So I had to take the drive, and I did it. I had a couple friends come with me, and it was spectacular. I don't know how a 64-year-old man can stand up there for 3.5 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
And just give it his all, but that's exactly what he does.
Wow.
So I was impressed, as always. He played the whole River album. That's the point of this tour, because it's 35 years old this year.
Very nice.
And it was spectacular. So he'll be coming around. I think he's coming to Brooklyn, Hartford. He's still in the area, but good luck getting tickets. So that's Bruce Springsteen. God bless him. So Valentine's Day is this weekend. What do you usually do? Are you a big Valentine's Day person? It's Sunday. Yes. So what is your traditions?
I mailed my father a card this morning. Oops.
Oh, okay. We might not even be on the air.
No, we are in the office. They can hear us. That's about it. Like, we don't have.
Are we preaching to the choir?
Possibly.
Jennifer?
We don't have any particular tradition.
No, you don't go out to dinner. You don't go to the buffet. See, Morgan and Lou.
And Scott. Morgan was so excited. We brought her an adult coloring book and pencils, because she was listening to us talk about adult coloring. And she kept saying, I want an adult coloring book. So we got her an adult coloring book and some colored pencils.
You guys do anything for a free meal there, wouldn't
you? We would. But she was, like, so excited.
Cool. So you won't even go there for Valentine's
Day? No, because it'll be really crowded.
Really, on Valentine's Day? Mm-hmm. Don't people usually upscale it a little bit more on Valentine's Day? not knocking a buffet place, but
that's
right?
That's not what I meant,
Not the most romantic place to have a intimate dinner.
No. So what do you usually do?
We usually don't do much. I mean, we've done things in the past, like we've been gone to Vermont once over Valentine's Day, but we should just go out to eat and get a drink or something.
Yeah.
I don't need to prove that I love my wife.
I think that's right. It's like amateur hours for when you're dating.
Yeah, that's what I believe.
Like,
too.
You send your daughter a card?
Luckily, my wife feels the same way.
Do you, you send your daughter a card?
No. Oh. I mean, when she was little. I'm thinking about going to visit her.
I think you should surprise her.
That was my idea. I don't know if we can or not, but
well,
that
you should
was
my
idea.
You should surprise her. Stop at the Hallmark store and buy a card and mail it to her quickly.
Really?
Yes.
What is you and my mother with cards? I just don't get it. My mother just, it's like the last generation. My mother would rather get a card for me, like say for their anniversary, than me coming down there and taking them out for like dinner and talking. She would rather have a card.
Aren't you lucky?
If I did that and did not get her a card, she would be angry.
Aren't you lucky that you don't have to go visiting?
No, but isn't that more personal? I just don't get it.
I don't know. Brian and I kind of have a tradition. If we're in a card store or in, you know, near like a shop right near the cards, we'll each pick out a Valentine card and give it to the
other. Well,
there
you go. That's your tradition.
But not like buy one.
And just show it to each other. I like that idea. That's a good idea.
You like that?
Clever. Maybe I might steal that one.
You like that one? But just think how surprised Carol would be to get a Valentine. You could draw one.
She'd be shocked.
You're an artist.
I'd rather go visit her.
I made the card this morning.
Wouldn't it be better if I went and surprised her and visited her?
It would be, but you just
in person,
said you might not
took
be
her
able
out
to go.
The Kutztown Tavern or something?
Yes, but you just said you might not be able to go.
Well, if my wife came, maybe I'd just go on my own.
That would be nice.
We abandoned my wife
on Valentine's Day. Way to go.
How would that go over? Fortunately, go over well. Somebody's made the quote, the most healthy relationships, something, I'm not going to get it wrong, you won't find them on Facebook. Like how people the relationships are all over the place. The best relationships, there's no evidence of them on Facebook.
That's true.
So people just are confident in the relationship. And
right, like you don't have to tell.
Right, you don't have to flaunt it.
Like you can keep proof to other people your wedding ring and not wear it.
That your husband loves you and I don't know. I mean, of course, it's not perfect. No relationship is perfect. I screw up plenty of times.
True confessions.
The quote is, Jennifer, the secret to marry is the secret to happy marriage is love one another. It's as easy and as difficult as that. That's my advice.
Okay.
Well, how did we get into this?
You asked me about Valentine's
Day. Oh, that's right. It is a library show. I don't have a computer in front of me, so Jennifer has to fill me on what time it is.
It is 11:41.
We skipped right by my halfway weather report.
Would you like to give a weather report?
I'm not going to
give a weather report.
I'm not going to mention the word snow showers that Jennifer likes to mention. When they say snow showers, that means it's not going to accumulate. It's just going to...
I don't know. My driveway is pretty white this morning.
Dusted.
I know.
You think we're done with major snowstorms for the year?
I sure hope so.
I hear what they're talking about next Tuesday.
Yeah, but it's... Let's look. Let's take a look at the weather.
Next Tuesday is the next window where we might be hit with something bigger than a snow shower.
They're saying weather, but rain and snow likely. High near 43.
Oh, awesome.
Monday it's supposed to warm up again to 31.
That's great. So it's supposed to be a frigid weekend, I heard. So make a fire. Bundle up with your special person, your Valentine. I would love to get Valentine candy. Maybe I should buy myself a Valentine present.
Didn't I buy you a little box of chocolate 1 year, years ago?
Probably.
I probably did.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't know. Why would you have bought that?
I've done that stuff.
Would it make your husband jealous?
No. Ever hopeful.
Make my wife jealous?
You probably did something
nice.
You
shouldn't be buying me gifts, Jennifer.
Oh, my God. That's inappropriate. It was a dollar box of chocolate. It's not inappropriate.
That's a nice gesture. Thank you.
I'm sure it was.
Okay, at the top of the show, we also mentioned Maker's Day is coming up. What's Maker's Day, Jennifer? Do you want to talk about this? See, look, Jennifer just shaking her head. She has no motivation. Maker's Day is an awesome thing, so don't pick up on Jennifer's vibe about it. New Jersey Maker's Day is coming March 19th, 2016, to the North County Branch Library and the South County Branch Library. Are you an artist, an inventor, a robotics fan, a craftsman? Would you enjoy demonstrating a project and teaching others? Join us and share your creative activity by demonstrating and letting others participate in the making. Individuals, small businesses, schools, and clubs are invited to join us on this special day. Over 150 library schools and colleges throughout New Jersey are hosting activities on this date, which is March 19th again, to promote collaboration for innovative hands-on learning experiences. New Jersey is the first state in the country to have a statewide Maker's Day. Learn more at njmakersday.org about the statewide event. If you want to learn specifically about our local event at the North County Branch and South County Branch Libraries, go to our webpage, aclibrary.us. Right on the homepage is a link to an application form if you'd like to be a demonstrator on that day and demonstrate to a group of people. You can just be you or a group of people, demonstrate your craft or club to the throng of people that will be there that day. It was very successful last year, and we're looking for a similar, if not bigger, crowd this year, Jennifer.
Yes. There will be robotics clubs will be there. There'll be some hands-on things that you can play with. There'll be some takeaway crafts, all kinds of things.
It's a day you don't want to miss. People were raving about it last year. We actually, I believe, is the video on our webpage? If you want to see what it was like last year, just go to our webpage. There's a video that you can check out to just kind of explain what it's all about. So even if you want to be a demonstrator, just show up and learn a bunch about a lot of different crafts and topics. That's New Jersey Maker's Day, March 19th. 2016.
Okay, it's 11:45. We have a couple more commercials. We'll come back and finish up with the library show before Jim Gano comes in to take care of business.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com. www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Welcome back to the Library Show with Jennifer Winberry and Jim Thatch.
Why do you get first billing, by the way? Have we ever discussed this?
I always wondered. You did it. I thought you were being a gentleman later.
I was being a gentleman, but now I'm starting to think of it. It's like Lennon McCartney or Winberry Thatch.
Well, we can just go back to Thatch Winberry. It's alphabetical.
And Thatch Winberry sounds like Haight Ashbury. Too close to Haight Ashbury, so we'll just
maybe that's why we did
leave it.
It
the way it
we
is.
We can switch it. You know, we've been doing this for 4 years.
No, I think we've got it in the right order. And an audible sigh from my co-host. What was that for?
I'm really hungry. My stomach just growled.
I know, but that's not professional, Jennifer.
Maybe neither are we.
I'm trying to be.
Yeah, well.
That's not coming off, is it, huh?
No.
You don't think I'm professional?
You're professional.
All right, we got some other programs coming back up in February, March, Jennifer, unless there's something else you want to talk about before we delve into some other adult programs that we have coming up, just to whet everyone's appetite.
Okay.
That's what you want to go with?
That's fine.
There's nothing else? You don't have
say
a book
the word
review?
Appetite.
Well, what do you feel like eating? If you could eat anything right now, what would it be? What is your appetite telling you that you want to eat?
I don't know. Like a cup of tea.
What?
A slice of pizza.
Okay. At least that's warmer. What do you like on your pizza?
I like sausage, but crumbled, not sliced.
Crumbled sausage. How do you crumble sausage?
You take it out of the casing and you crumble it.
Oh, okay. Like Alfonso's used to do.
Yeah.
Got it. Have you been to the new Alfonso's? It's got a different name now.
I haven't. Why would you change your name?
Because I guess they wanted to get a little more upscale.
Yes, but how will people know that that's Alfonso's?
Maybe they don't want them to know.
Why not? Alfonso's was great.
The loyal fans will find them wherever they're at.
I see.
Maybe they're trying to get a new base.
I see.
I don't know. Jennifer doesn't agree. Jennifer, the marketing maven, doesn't agree with Alfonso's business
plan. No, I was
plan.
Just curious.
I don't know. Jennifer, I have no idea.
Okay.
I was a loyal fan. I didn't have no idea they even moved.
Exactly.
So.
That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Maybe they're that good. Okay, some programs coming up. Just going to select some that are piquing my interest. That's just what I'm going to do. I just made a flyer today for Tuesday, February 23rd, the next installment of the NCB Garden Club. They're welcoming Master Gardener Ruth Claus, and she's going to discuss John Bartram, who supposedly is the father of American botany. You know who that is?
I do.
You know who John Bartram is?
I actually do.
We'll explain. How do you know who that is?
Because I went through a botany phase where I read a lot about.
And why is he the father? I would think Johnny Appleseed would be the father.
He's a myth.
No, he's not. John Chapman.
Well, John Chapman, but.
He's not a myth. What do you mean he's a myth?
You really believe he walked through the country planting trees.
Yes, I
but
do.
It was in the 1800s.
Why, what's so impossible about that?
I don't know. It just seems highly unlikely.
Highly unlikely to walk plant trees?
I thought I had that flyer. I can't find it.
Jennifer.
Ruth Claus is a very good speaker.
Paul Bunyan is a myth.
This is true.
Johnny Appleseed. What part of that story is unbelievable?
Tracy Chevalier. Here it is.
Jennifer doesn't want to discuss it.
Just wrote a book. Her new book is Edge of the Orchard, and it's the story of Johnny Appleseed.
But he's a myth. Why would she write a book about him?
Myth. He's bigger than life.
So John Bartram, the father of American botany, according to some people, mm-hmm. maybe John Bartram is a myth.
Maybe.
I've never seen him.
Maybe you're a myth.
I am a myth and a legend.
In your own mind.
In plenty of people's minds. I don't know where I'm going with this. John Bartram was a Pennsylvania farmer, Jennifer, during the early 1700s. When did John Chapman plant trees? Before or after this?
After.
Oh, okay.
Right, 1800s.
19th was it?
Century?
I don't know. I thought it was. I don't have no idea. He taught himself botany and explored wilderness areas from Lake Ontario to Florida, seeding plants native to the colonies. It's funny that I've never heard of this guy. He actually does sound like a larger-than-life character. Just because he did it in... Well, how did he get in the 1700s from Lake Ontario to Florida?
Horseback?
Maybe he walked.
Maybe he walked.
It would have been... never mind. He is considered by many as the father of American botany. John endeavors led to transformation of English gardens in the 18th century, and his influences live on in public and private gardens. His 8-acre garden outside Philadelphia is frequently cited as the first true botanic collection in North America and is known as Bartram's Garden and is a 45-acre National Historic Landmark. So I stand corrected. So this is the NCB Garden Club. The meet and greet starts at 7 p.m., followed by the talk at 7:15. Refreshments are provided. Once again, it's Tuesday, February 23rd at 7 p.m. at the North County Branch Library.
On March 5th, Saturday afternoon, at the Headquarters Library, we're going to welcome local author Patty Kerr, who is going to launch her new book, Magical Dogs, Love and Lessons from Our Canine Companions. This book takes a tender look at the magical connection between humans and their canine companions, and a portion of the proceeds of this book will be donated to a local family who is in need of a therapy dog for their son. Patty is an author and a speaker, and a dog lover who travels extensively. She's also an Alzheimer's educator, and the author of I Love You, Who Are You?, which chronicles her journey caring for her mother, who had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's.
The Dan Patera Dixieland Band, a new musical group that will be visiting the Hunter County Library on Wednesday, March 9th at 7 p.m. So this is a brand new group, Jennifer. We've never had them before.
But Dan Butt has played at the library before.
Has he? Which what group?
He's been with the band, John O'Beal's Swing Orchestra.
Okay. Very good.
Now, is there another Dan? Is that like Dan Patera? Is that Dan
Butt? He's actually...
or is it another person?
This is Dan Butt. He added the ERA in the name of his name to honor somebody else.
Okay.
I don't know who he's honoring.
I see.
So it's an evening country music, bluegrass, and Dixieland music. So I look forward to that. I actually saw... you mentioned MediaTek. I saw Warren Bucklader last night. He was a member of the Marshalls Dixieland Band. Asked if they might come back in the future. And I said maybe in the fall.
Where were they last night? Or you just saw him?
I just saw him.
Oh, you saw Warren.
I saw him in a bar.
I see.
Alert, if you're fans of the Trogs Brewery, once a year they bring out a delicious beer, Jennifer, called Nugget Nectar. It's just a curious name, but Nugget is like a hop nugget. And it only comes out once a year, and it's on tap currently at the Applebee's in Flemington.
Really? Applebee's?
Yes. I know. Surprising, right? Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to try an excellent beer that's only around for the month of February, stop by Applebee's.
Interesting.
Located on Route 202 in Flemington, and try a Nugget Nectar.
I would have thought like Jake's or Surgeon Phil or something.
Jake's probably has it too.
But I'm surprised the chain has it. Interesting. Okay, tell us about the Dixieland Band.
I finished.
Oh, you finished. I'm sorry.
So that's Dan Patera Dixieland Band once again Wednesday, March 9th at 7 p.m. at the Hunter County Library. All of our programs that Jennifer and I talk about can be viewed online at hclibrary.us. Just click on the events calendar in the bottom right corner, and all the flyers to all the upcoming programs will appear magically. Just click on one of them for all the details and pick a few to come out and see.
And actually, between Jack McDade and Dan's Dixieland Band is going to be David Aaron's swing band. He will be playing Broadway music show tunes, jazz, swing, and your favorite dance music on February 24th at 7 p.m.
How does he know what my favorite dance music is?
If you tell him, he'll play it.
Does he take requests?
He does.
Oh, cool.
He does. So the library is going to be swinging on Wednesday nights in February and March.
It may be in the fall if I get Marshall Sticks to the Man. Okay, Jennifer, antiques appraisal. Do we have time for this?
We do.
I have a minute left.
We'll talk fast.
Alan Snyder, who's been at the North County branch several times, will do an antiques appraisal, very similar to the Antiques Roadshow, a popular TV show. You're welcome to bring one to two items for Alan to appraise. No weapons, please. If you don't, if it's too large, just bring a good photo. That will suffice. Reservations are required for this program on Saturday, March 12th at 1 p.m. at the North County Branch Library. You can call 730-6135 to register a spot, or go to our webpage, hclibrary.us. Go to the events calendar, click on the date, and you can reserve a spot that way. And you can bring one to two items that Alan will appraise for you, and maybe you have a hidden treasure. And you're rich beyond your wildest dreams, and you don't even know it, Jennifer.
How do you know what my wildest dreams are, Jim?
I know all your wildest dreams, because they're not too wild. That's why. You need wilder dreams.
On that note, thank you for listening. Please remember, wherever you are, you can call, stop in, or go online. Your library is always there for you.
Good night.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
We just approached our national politics the same way the American people approach their daily lives. There is no problem that we couldn't solve together.
President Obama making a plea for better politics. Speaking to the Illinois General Assembly, the president said issues are more complicated than sound bites. Obama stressed that the tone of the national politics has gotten worse during his time in the White House. He said he regrets that he has not been able to reduce the, quote, polarization and meanness in national politics. Chris Christie and Carly Fiorina are throwing in the towel. The New Jersey governor said on Facebook yesterday that he's officially suspending his campaign. Both Fiorina's and the New Jersey governor's decision to drop out of the race came after a poor showing in the New Jersey primary. Hillary Clinton will try to regain momentum in tonight's Democratic presidential debate. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders will debate the former Secretary of State following his huge victory in the New Hampshire primary. Tonight's debate in Milwaukee will be hosted by PBS and simulcast on CNN. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray wood look tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
How big is Rite Aid's big point event? Plenty big. The more participating products you buy with Wellness Plus with Plenty, the more Plenty points you earn through February 27th. Earn 2,000 points when you spend $100, another 1,500 when you get to $150, and yet another 1,500 at $200. That's up to 5,000 Plenty points worth at least $50 in savings, only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Earning based on total purchases from 131 to 227.16. Limit 5,000 Plenty points per card. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
The Justice Department is filing a civil rights lawsuit against the city of Ferguson, Missouri. Attorney General Loretta Lynch announced the suit yesterday.
The Department of Justice is filing a lawsuit in federal district court against the city of Ferguson, Missouri, alleging a pattern and practice of law enforcement conduct that violates the First, the Fourth, and the 14th Amendments of the Constitution.
The lawsuit accuses the Ferguson justice system of engaging in practices